USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump spoke to troops overseas, thanking them for their service. The president also talks about the economy, which on Christmas Eve, the Dow lost over 600 points.
The economy is doing so well that they raised interest rates, and that's as a form of safety, in a way. President Obama didn't do much of that. Much easier to run when you have no interest rate. He had a very low interest rate. We have a normalized interest rate. A normalized interest rate means a lot. You know, it's good for a lot of people. They have money in the bank. They get interest on their money.
The president also talks about the government shutdown.
I'd rather not be doing shutdowns. I've been at the White House, and I love the White House, but I wasn't able to be with my family. I thought it would be wrong for me to be with my family. I just didn't want to go down and be there when other people are hurting.
And the Mega Millions jackpot on this Christmas Day is at just over $320 million. Merry Christmas from USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
In Los Angeles, police officers are spreading some Christmas cheer by participating in the Police Protective League's second annual Blue Christmas. Officer Joseph Malone was among the half dozen officers who helped deliver some gifts.
A smile on her face and see the joy. She kind of just lit up the whole environment and the whole area around here. And she was so appreciative, and it's really a beautiful thing to see.
Consumer Reports has listed some retailers with the best and worst return policies. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Consumer Reports has listed Nordstrom with one of the best, with no receipts required, no time limits, and no original tags needed. L.L. Bean is another one listed that gives consumers up to 1 year to return an item. Forever 21 is among the stores that are tough for returning items, with a policy that returns must be made within 30 days to get an exchange or refund. One survey found one-third of Christmas shoppers consider a store's return policy as an important factor for consumers.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It can be easy sometimes to be caught up in the commercialization of Christmas, but Father Jonathan Morris is a Fox News religion contributor. He encourages you to look to the real meaning of Christmas.
So anybody who is celebrating Christmas, we have to go back and say, what are we celebrating, right? Just, for example, Hanukkah. I would love it when people say Happy Hanukkah to me, especially if they can give me a reason why they're celebrating. It's a beautiful thing. Same thing with Christmas. What we're celebrating is something very simple, a historical fact that a child was born in a town of Bethlehem. Some of us believe that that child is divine, that he is our Lord and our Savior, and that God became man. In fact, let's go to the verses in the Gospel of Luke. I'm going to read them for you on this Christmas morning. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. I already get peaceful just saying this. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby." How amazing is that? A baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. That's what we're celebrating.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.